This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
All right, man. Holy shit. What the fuck? It's never ceased to amaze me with this team, bro. Oh, God. The funny thing about this game, I thought the Knicks was going to lose. I'm not going to lie. I thought they was going to lose. And then Josh Hart is playing like an $80 million man. He is doing everything on the court. When negative Knicks Twitter holds that man accountable, these are the performances that we want to see. He has to be consistent. We know you could do everything, but you got to score the ball, bro. He got to score the bat. He got to be a threat. Because in the playoffs, teams is going to play off of him. What are you going to do when teams play off of you, Josh Hart? Tonight, he'll pump fake. Cool. They had to step in. They had to step up on Josh Hart because he was making threes. But he made the proper decision every time. That's what I want to see from Josh Hart. When I look at guys like Josh Hart, I'm not trying to kill the man. I'm just trying to hold the man accountable and say to Knicks fans, look, listen, I understand he is supposed to, you know, be the garbage man, you know, do the everything guy, the do-it-all guy. I get it. I understand that. But in today's NBA, anybody who makes, and I understand, you know, the total is $80 million, quote, unquote, it's a team option, so it's really like $54 million. So what? When you make anything above $80 million, you have to be able to put the ball in the basket. You have to. Or you have to be able to get your own shot. The one adjustment that I've seen Tibbs do with Josh Hart these past couple of weeks, and it's been very intriguing to me, I think it unlocked a secret part to Josh Hart's game that nobody's talking about. Josh Hart is he's a good playmaker. Like, he's a solid playmaker. And what I mean by playmaker, he makes the correct decision every time. Over the past, I think about 2 months, Thibodeau, instead of having Josh Hart spot up, he said, okay, you know what? I'm going to put the ball in your hands, and I want you to make decisions. So it was a bunch of times tonight where you see Josh Hart drive to the rim. He'll dump it off the pressures. You see Josh Hart, he'll drive to the rim. He'll dump it off the IR. He's playing so well. He guards multiple positions. And I just love what Josh Hart do. Yeah, let's go Knicks, baby.
Yo,
let's go Knicks, baby.
We got a back-to-back going, right?
Yeah, but fuck that, man. We gonna beat their ass tomorrow, too.
Nah, I'm about to bet on that.
Damn, you better bet on it.
I'm about to, bro.
You looking good, man. We going to the finals, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I ain't never tell you that before. No, I told you that last year, but we got our asses kicked by Miami. But this year, I think we going to the finals, man. You think we taking it? How much money? How much money would you put on a finals bet right now?
I put 100.
Mm. That's what I want to hear.
I put 100.
Put your money where your mouth is, man. When they win, we gotta all win some money, man. Oh, nah, we gonna win that back.
That's what I'm saying.
all right, Brody. I'm sorry, man. You know, my ass is at work right now. Yo, I'm excited, man. I didn't mean to mute anybody, but I'm really excited. Just to give y'all a quick rundown of the the game. I just want to get into my notes, and I guess Tony and Recap, they could just run the show because I'm still at work, actually. So I just want to get off my little two cents and then let these two wonderful gentlemen run the show. Once again, shout outs to Phil. Shout outs to Tony for changing Knicks Twitter culture. Everybody is welcome. Be yourself. I come to Knicks Twitter and I've always been myself, regardless of the blowback that Knicks fans give me. And that's what I want to do for all of you guys, man. I want all of you guys to be yourself. If you're a random avy or a female and you want to come up and speak, please, by all means, please come up and speak. Matter of fact, fuck the notes. I don't even care about the notes. Alec Burks. Alec Burks is cool. But the problem with Burks, and the reason why I don't want to see Burks play over Deuce McBride no more, I think it's silly. I think it's disingenuous because Deuce McBride helped the Knicks get the way they're at. But I feel like Burks is a guy. Ooh, it's so busy. Oh my God, it is. Oh shit. I feel like Alec Burks is a guy who sometimes he plays very erratic. He does not play good enough defense. He does not stay in front of his man. I watched Kay Cunningham do whatever. But it's still like he tries to find his way in the offense while Bojan looks comfortable. I hope that Alec Burks get it together. I'm not going to be too worried about it. I'm not going to cry and complain about it. I just want him to play better and make better decisions with the basketball. Even tonight, turnover after turnover. In the fourth quarter, I literally watched Grimes take his lunch. Grimes had 14 in the fourth. Shout out to Grimes, man. I love the kid. But you letting Grimes outplay you like that. Like everybody, we all watched the same game. Grimes literally outplayed him. I don't want to see shit like that no more. So what else did I – shout out to Evan Fournier, but fuck him because he's not a Knick no more. What else? Shout out to the big German. Shout out to the big Nigerian, man. Those guys played well. I love the way those guys hustle. They battled all night. Precious Achiuwa, a monster offensive rebound at the offensive rebound. In the fourth quarter, he had a monster putback offensive rebound. That was right after Jalen Durant had a monster offensive rebound put back. So shout out to Precious, man. He continued to play well. Once again, man, I hope we can resign him too. He's the perfect backup to Julius Randle. And shout out to Julius Randle, man. Randle, a lot of us miss you, bro. We need that toughness back, bro. It feels like watching the Knicks without Randle is like, how could I explain this in lamest terms? It's like having a pound cake with no frosting. Pause. It's just a pound cake. It's just if you just like pound cake, then it's cool. It's still good, but we missing the frosting. We missing the extra ingredients. So hopefully he could come back soon. Shout outs to Mitchell Robinson. He was definitely on the bench today. Love Mitch, Money Mitch, man. Appreciate Mitchell Robinson. Shout outs to OG and Anobi. I hope we get him back soon as well. But overall, the Knicks, man, big Paza, clutch threes. Shout out to Big Paza, man. What the best shooter I've seen in a Knick uniform past 20 years. Best pure shooter. I ain't talking about scoring. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm just talking about shooting. I've never been more confident with somebody shooting a shot than Dante DiVincenzo. Like pure butter. Pure butter. Shout out to Big Paza. Bojan, he had a couple of nice baskets too tonight. And that's it, man. I felt like with Tibbs, I want Tibbs to go through the fire every single game. I would love to be up 20 points every game in the first half because I want to see Tibbs' coaching chops. Will he adjust on the fly? Will he adjust? That's what I'm asking for. And he did it tonight. So shout out to the New York Knicks, man. I appreciate all of you guys coming through. Recap, Tony, whoever want to talk. I'm done.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Let's fucking go, bro. Punk-ass fucking Detroit almost had me tight. I was fucking tight. I was cursing Brunson. Yo, you got to come back because Brunson's three-point ain't on, man. God damn it, man. Fucking dude had me tight. I love him. He was finding his spots in the mid-range in a short game. I love how he does it, bro. It's like, I don't know. He's not like, he ain't playing versus nobody. When he's out there, it's almost like he's in the gym working. Like, it's like, all right, two to the left, three to the right. I'm in my spot. I shoot it with this touch. It goes in. Like, I don't know. But from the three line, Jesus fucking Lord. Kill me. Hart picked himself up. My man Josh Hart. All you fucking haters. 17.5 on average. Stop lying with numbers. 84, enough. 17.5 on average. It's $13 million this year. Like wet cement. Wherever it's fucking needed. Wherever it's needed, he fills in the fucking hole, bro. Understand what this dude does. Everyone, y'all, you a casual. No, it's not about the stats. Well, it's not about the fucking stats with this dude. When we need him, he go get him. Big up to him. Big up to Tom Tibbs. Yes, Tom Tibbs. Making that switch there in the end. That kid Durham was fucking pounding on us. He was hurting us down low. He's beating our fucking Sims. Took Sims out. He was beating on our heart. Giving it to our heart too. Put a chew in with our heart. Went big. Win the fucking game. Come back on top. A chew with a big rebound. There's a tip outs. Hart goes and chases him down, gets him. So, all around, great victory. One that we definitely needed, definitely, right? We were streaking, broke it, came back, lost the fucking bitch-ass Boston. Now we win. We beat Detroit tonight. Got the Pelicans next. Hopefully we fuck them up. I don't know what's going to happen back-to-back, and they're a tough team. But yo, tonight was fun, man. Tonight ended up being a fun fucking game. I love that. Yo, no disrespect. I know it's the good Lord first, whichever one you believe and pray in. But yo, this man got a grudge against his fucking team, or female, or whatever the fuck it is. God has a fucking grudge versus this team, boy. Fuck. The Thompson kid, the kid shooting like... They said 15% from the fucking three line, and you come up big like that. You start sagging all fucking Grimes because for three quarters, the kid don't do shit. He takes over the fourth quarter like fucking, I don't know, like fucking LeBron James. Fucking crazy, man. Anyway, I'm grateful for the win. It was a great way to win. I don't really like going through that shit. I was tight, but yo, it feels great when you pull that out. Shout out to the Knicks, man.
Man, Burch has got a chill, man. He be 99% James Harden to a T. Recap, what's good, K?
Yo, what's going on, family? First of all, let me say a good shout out to the good brother, Tony. It was great fucking rapping with everybody this past weekend. Yes, everybody with the support. The craziest part is everybody just coming out and just like, you know, the love was fucking ridiculous. That's the thing that I think I want more people to understand. The community love was fucking ridiculous. Everybody pulled out. Everybody came out, did what they needed to do. It was huge, man. So real shout out to the community for that.
Recap. It ain't feel like you just met motherfuckers, right?
Nah, not at all. If you've been yourself, nah, not at all. Like when I met Tony, it was like, I was the exact same. I was like criticizing his fucking height. Tall ass motherfucker blocking all the TV screens. Gotta watch out for the little people over here. I ain't that small, thankful. Thank God. I thought I was gonna be surrounded by some fucking giants. I ain't that small, but goddamn, y'all motherfuckers are ridiculous.
Yo, guys, like on quick recap, like
I was about to say.
Yo, you already know how I roll, yo. Yo, bro, now you on timeout, bro. Don't ruin the audio no more, bro. Strict rules. I'm not doing that shit with y'all no more. What the fuck is going on with you?
Yo,
you just said,
yo,
go in somebody's crib. Hold on, Tony. What would you say to me if I went in your house for the first time and immediately go straight to your fridge and open your fridge, take out your juice, and pour me a cup? No ice, neither. I don't even need the ice. I'm gonna just wash out the cup with
you. He ain't washed the cup. He drank. He drank from the fucking bottle and put it back. He ain't fucking get a cup.
What the fuck?
Nah, it's worse. It's worse that he put his hand in the ice maker.
it was worse that he quoted. He said recap as he was interrupting recap. I think that was the craziest part about the entire thing. He was about to give a recap as recap was giving a fucking it was some fucking next level shit. Anyways, shout out to the fucking community for coming out. If you couldn't come out, I'll see you in the playoffs. I'm gonna be on my content creation shit a lot more during that time. But I just wanted to break bread with y'all this time when I came out, not as a creator, as a fan. At the end of the day, I came into this as a fan. I'm still a fan today, and I'm always gonna be a fan. If I lose that fandom, I'm gonna stop doing this because I won't love it at that point. But you know, I just really appreciate everybody who came out, all the love. I got so many fucking respects. People who dap me up, just like, you know, respecting what I did and what I'm trying to do for the community. So I really appreciate that. For this game, I mean, I don't got a lot to say about it because honestly, I want to forget this game. This game is a game you need to forget. I didn't want to fucking have a game like this against Detroit. I know, whatever, you know, we still coming back all healthy together, still kind of gelling together, chemistry and whatnot. I get it. I thought that at times during this game, we had it. But because we felt like we had it and it was the Pistons, we kind of left our foot off the gas a little bit. Third quarter was a perfect example of that. I think we came in strong, actually. I think we went out to like a 10-13 point lead at that point. And then we kind of tried to start to coast. And then little by little, it kept coming back into the game. Then, as Tony said, their defense was really good in that fourth, especially because we gave them that confidence. Quentin Grimes stepped up a lot. They started matching his defensive intensity. I saw that a lot. So, you know, that was good to see. It's stupid, by the way, for the fans to boo Evan Fournier. Y'all made him more relevant than he ever was to get boos. He doesn't even deserve boos, in my opinion. Y'all should have just left that man alone. That was the stupidest thing I heard all night. The man barely did anything to us. Y'all booing him might have made him do something. It's the stupidest thing in the world. Like, don't boo a man who had, like, legit, after he left, said everything good as well, too. I know when he was here, he said some bullshit, whatever the case would be. It's because he wanted to leave, but at the end of the day, man, don't boo Evan Fournier. There's so many other people worth booing. Don't fucking waste your boos on Evan Fournier. Don't do that stupid shit. This is a game, like I said, to forget some good spots, but you don't want to see this against the Pistons, man. You want to see us close out a little bit better, put our fucking foot on their throat, and try to make sure that we blow this game out. This is the team that you want to, you know, try to get back on the right track against. I know we got the W, but I don't know why. I don't feel like... Yeah, we got the W. I feel like we stole it more or less, that rather than we won it. I think that's why I don't feel like as good about it. I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. W is W, but I feel it's tainted. I wish we fucking like destroyed them. I would have felt better if we did that. But next game is tomorrow. Maybe we got another chance to do it then. And if we do, that's another statement. So we'll see what happens. But appreciate everybody who's coming up and joining the space. Shout out to State as well, too. Always does a great job. And come out to the next event, man. Tony does a great fucking job. Let's go to the other speakers that we got here. Yo, Tony, you know the order?
Yes, these, Jimmy, and Brute, and Top.
Heard you. All right, Stay, you got any last words before we go to these?
Nope, I don't feel like talking. Let's go to the panel. I want to hear from Knicks fans.
Well, as we got it going, let's go to my guy, Heel Rocky, a.k.a. King Deej, who hosts a very good show called Nick at Night with Eddie. So definitely follow him and give him a shout as well. He's going to have some great hosts on. I mean, some great guests. CP coming on. Alan Hahn coming on. My guy doing big things, man. Deej, what you feel about tonight's game, brother?
Yo. Shout out. How many people we got in here, man? First and foremost, shout out to the 140 people rocking. Shout out to my 5% godfather to the right of me. Another co-host of the Nick at Night show. I know me and Eddie always get the love, but Tony Soprano's the third co-host. Recap, my brother. My Guyanese brother, Wagwan Yult, you know? And then State, yo, shout out to State the Guru. If you was in the Nick at Night show last night, fucking guy, yo, State said, we probably going to lose to the Pistons. I think he manifested that shit. I got to avoid State. I got to throw some sage in this motherfucker. But shout out to everyone that pulled up. You know, we're not going to say all that every night. Just that was dope. As far as this game, hey, just another day in the life of a Knicks fan, right, y'all? Like, we don't get nothing sweet. I think what Tony said is real. I don't know what the Knicks did to God as State played the lobby music. Oh,
God.
You playing the lobby music?
I didn't do that. I thought you could only do that when you started Space. That's actually, yo, teach me that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I want to
do
that,
too. I want to do that. Because then I'll do a time.
When I can't hear one of you motherfuckers, I got to do it. It's mad annoying, bro.
Oh, shit. Well, damn. I hope it doesn't
happen. I can hear you now. It's my fault, though.
I called you a guru. Sorry. Don't worry. I called you a guru because you tried to manifest this loss tonight. Yo, listen, I saw the timeline. I don't really care. Fuck Evan Fournier. Fuck Grimes. Y'all know how I feel. I don't do that once a Nick. Always a Nick. Once you out of here, if you're not an all-star or you ain't here for more than 6 years performing at a high level, I don't care about you because that's just the way I rock. But, yo, we got some help. We got some help from the baby Knicks. Shout out RJ Barrett, Beretta Barrett. Shout out IQ, you know, going into Indiana, getting a win in Indy. So that win last night versus Dallas was meaningless. So shout out to the baby Knicks. And then, yo, everybody at 10 o'clock, NBA TV, you got to root for the Sacramento Kings. Shout out to my guy, Daily Sabonis. They playing the Miami Heat. So, like, I know I'm not going to lie. We're going to go through these games, y'all. Like, this is just the way it's going to be. So I'm going to land my plane with this. I know most of the community has been heavy on, you know, bring back Juju. Shout out Julius. He was in the building. Mitch was in the building as well. They look like they almost near return. But I'm going to go a different route, man. We need OG back. Like, I'm getting tired of these fucking guys coming in here and all dropping their career nights. Like, y'all remember when we had OG? That shit was not happening. So I think we need OG for moments like that versus Cade. Free Cade, by the way. But I'm going to land my plane with that. Shout out to y'all. Like Recap said, I'm going to try to set it up for this weekend. But CP is on vacation, so we're going to have CP the franchise, a Knicks fan TV. He's going to come through either Saturday night or Sunday night. And then depending on if we got a game, I got to look at the schedule. And then before the playoffs, we got Alan Hahn. Shout out Alan Hahn, Long Island's finest. We're going to do a playoff preview with him when the season is over. So other than that, love y'all. Tony, Recap, State, do y'all thing. I'll see y'all later for the midnight crew at Nick at Night. Reporting live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, by the way. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to everyone that came through, the Barneys. Shout out to Tony for hosting it. Morning Brew for doing that thing. Monica, Michael Scott. Oh, you know, that's what's up, man. So peace and love.
Yeah, man. Peace and love. Yeah, I'm going to definitely, yo, you know what's so crazy, D? Shout out to my cousin, Quincy. I got a whole PS5 in my crib right now. Yo, I've been doing so much, I haven't turned the shit on yet. I turned it on one time, bro, just to download all the apps and everything. I barely be home like that, bro. I'm always working, bro. Y'all don't understand the stresses of this shit sometimes. So I appreciate when people write you those random messages. Keep doing that shit, man. Because, yo, content creation is it's mentally draining. I promise you. I don't care what nobody say. If you're not up 2 a.m, 3 a.m, and you're not creating shit, I don't know what you're doing. I think you're slacking. You lazy. Get out your lazy bag. I want to see all you Knicks fans doing something. You see what we doing. I want you to continue to do something, too. With that said, shout out to D-Man. Appreciate you pulling up. OG Brutus, man. Your man Burks, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to call the cops on him. I'm telling you. I'm going to call the cops on him.
You say you're going to call the cops on him.
Yo, there's an APB out for him already,
State,
man.
Yo, State, real quick. Yo, State, real quick. I'm going to call the cops on Burks with Brutus's phone. They'll hear me.
What? That shit's as big as a fucking flat screen. Yo, Lito was flaming this man.
Yo, this is the S. This is the top of
the S. That's the fucking S50, brother. You got a fucking phone 50 years in the future. Don't bring that shit no more to the fucking ball. Can you bring a normal size phone, please? Don't do that shit no more, bro. I don't know how the fuck you fit that shit in your pocket. Two motherfuckers brought that shit with you. The fuck is wrong with you, man?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, man. But I love this community, man. This is too... Y'all are too much, man. But, hey, listen. You know, we squeaked out with the win. APB on Alec Burks put out a bolo on for number 18, missing MIA, all of that good stuff. I don't know what we need these guys back, man. We need our guys back. 1-point victories over Detroit isn't, you know, great, but the fact was that we got the dub. Hey, if anything, you know, because more than likely, we haven't heard anything about that whole Houston debacle thing. Chances are we're not going to get that. So this kind of makes up for it because they believe that and I don't really think that that was a foul, actually, because they was both going for the ball. What's his name? Thompson didn't have a ball yet. So why couldn't Dante try to get in there to go after the ball? So to me, that was a good no call. And that allowed us to get to that Josh Hart bucket. But he wound up missing the daggone free throws, you know. So, but, you know, what could you do, man? We got the victory. 35-23 now. Indiana, fuck them. They lost. Toronto whipped their ass. And that's a good thing. You know, I mean, you know, what else do you want? This is what's going to happen this time of year. You know, there's going to be some upsets because some teams are going to be, you know, looking for any time they could get a night off, man. And on an off night for most of our players, except for the Villanova three, it was the Nova boys and Bojan. And, you know, well, Precious did get the rebounds. That was the big thing, his big contribution. Iheart looked a little better tonight. He's still not right, I could tell, but he was looking better tonight. Had a little bit more explosion. So hopefully, but now we got a back-to-back. Should he even play tomorrow? That's the key now, you know? I know they said, I don't know what his minutes restriction was, but when he was at 21, they didn't think he was coming back in, and then Tibbs put him back in, which I believe was a move that helped us win the game. You know, I don't know if he had to bypass his minutes restriction to do that, but even if so, maybe to give him tomorrow off. You know, I mean, yes, we want to win tomorrow, but it is a Western Conference game. We do need to string some together, but here it is. We had to have, let me see. I didn't even look at the minutes. I didn't even look at our minutes here. Oh my, Josh Hart, 41. Jalen Brunson, 39. You know, so these guys, they put in a lot of minutes, and then we're going to expect them to come out tomorrow, and they're going to have to perform big for us again for us to win, being that we're not getting the contributions that we thought we was going to get off the bench from a guy like Burks. So Bojan, he did his kind of thing. I would like his little stat line tonight. I could live with that. You know, 13 points, you know, had some rebounds, had a few assists, you know, so I could work with that. But Burks, this 7 points, 1-1, it's just not cutting it. Deuce needed more time tonight. I thought he could have used more time on the floor. When Grimes was getting loose in the fourth quarter, I would have liked to have seen Deuce maybe, you know, trying to check him. You know, but hey, it is what it is. We got out with the dub, man. We live on to go to tomorrow, and let's see what we can do there. New Orleans lost their yesterday. They're still here on the East Coast. I know they're not a great road team, so let's see if we could get them, not play with our food, put them away, and then we'll continue to move forward from there. But peace and love to all y'all. Peace and love to the community. Peace and love to you, Tony, man, a great event. Peace and love to everybody who showed out. Peace and love to everybody who wanted to show out and couldn't make it. You know what I'm saying? But it was all good, man. Love meeting you guys, man. Peace and love.
Facts, brother. You know, I love the most. I think that I was a little worried that some people wouldn't be the exact same on Twitter. You know how you sometimes feel that way when you meet somebody? I knew the real ones was going to be. I knew Tony and D's. Like, oh, I know all these people are going to be the same. But certain people, I'm glad to say a lot of y'all people were the same on Twitter. Y'all didn't really hide behind people. I like that. Y'all kept it straight to yourself. Y'all kept it real. And I appreciate that. A lot of you guys actually, who are you? The same people you are on Spaces. So I really appreciate that. If y'all seen me and Champ at the actual shit, we the exact same live in person as we are on Spaces. So it was a show, man. Comedy, brother. Comedy. Loved everybody who was out there. Is it Bunk next, Tony? Or Jimmy?
It was Jimmy.
Jimmy. Got you, brother. State, Tony, any words before we go to the other speakers?
Nah, man, let's just let these guys go.
No,
Jimmy, been waiting patiently.
I ain't got shit to say.
Jimmy Cook, brother. Go ahead, brother. How you feel about the game, bro?
Yo, great game, man. Actually, it was a real entertaining game. Detroit came out to play. They, Grimes, laughing because Grimes made a shot that I'd never seen him make. I always say, run that boy off the three-point line and he ain't doing shit. You know, and he goes over to into the paint and lays the shit up off the glass. We're in traffic. And I'm saying to myself, that motherfucker never did that against us. So these guys were, they were playing, man. As a fan, it was just good to watch because, you know, we came to play, they came to play. And, you know, sometimes the games are tight. You know, we're shorthanded. And, kudos to Detroit, man. Yo, Tony, man, I want to give you your props, man. From what I saw in the videos, man, it was a nice event. I remember my days as a promoter, man, and I always had little butterflies in the stomach before an event, man. So to see it came off for you is a good thing, man. Kind of made me laugh. I was just like, yo, could you imagine? I was like, man, it seemed like yesterday I was doing parties in the city. Most promoters, they don't do parties in the cities because they don't have any clubs. Maybe for the Meatpacking District, that's it. Anything below 96th Street is gone. So kudos to you, my brother. That was, I'll be there the next time. If I don't have something going on precise, that is. So we'll be there. And we need you back. We need OG. We need our forwards back. You know, we're playing with our backups. So, you know, despite what anyone thinks, it's not easy when you're missing 40% of your starting lineup. And you could say 60 with Mitch, except that iHeart does a real good job replacing Mitch. You know, he plays well, even though he's hobbled as well. And we're going to struggle on some nights against teams that come to play. Detroit ain't come to pack it in tonight. They came in to try to win the game. So, I hear so many things. I'm not up on what's going on with Randle. I hear one thing, I hear another. Like, is there anything really solid about him coming back at the end of this next month or next couple of weeks? Like, anybody have any good
scoop? I mean, there's nothing definitive. I mean, the only reports that we've really heard is that he's trying to come back. He's progressing well. He's hitting all the milestones. It looks like he's going to come back. The only thing is they haven't ruled out surgery for this season. And that makes sense, given the type of injury that he has. You just got to see what happens when he comes back. But nothing definitive in regards to return timeline yet.
That video I saw.
Jimmy, you're gonna see, my bad, you're going to see year one Randle, because Alan Hahn was talking about it on his show on ESPN radio. Like, you're going to see jump shot Randle.
I was going to say style of play is the only thing you might see change. Yeah. And if that's the case, honestly, I would rather bring him along much, much, much slower. Because that style of Randle, I'm not saying it wouldn't be effective, but we clearly understand that Randle was having the best year out of all of his years, and he was having career years even last year. So to take that into account and consider what he was doing this year, that's why you want bully Randle. If you can't have that, I think, man, it severely hurts the Knicks, in my opinion. But Tony, I know you're going to speak on it as well.
That's the right hand. That's the right shoulder. So that's the shoulder he leans in on, take the contact and to get his shot off. So if he can't dip that shoulder, well, there's two things.
Sneak attack, man. If you can't sneak attack.
Huh?
Do you think players, by the way, Tony, and anybody can answer this, you think people would target that if you're an opposing player?
Of course. The guys that are painting are gonna. But listen to me, it's a sneak attack. Look how every one of you is believing that this man got to come back and play a certain way. And yo, my birthday's March 12th. Randle be back by just about then. It's my gift. You're gonna see.
Be my late gift if he comes back that soon. But my question is, if he's going to dip the shoulder and play the bully ball, can he do it without injuring it? Like, how much can he take? How much contact can he take? Because even when he sets screens, you know, if he can't really hold and lean and absorb.
To be honest, Jimmy, none of us are going to be able to answer that. We're not doctors. I mean, we don't know the pain threshold or anything
I'll tell you, if you ask Ratty, I bet you he would say this. So, usually with the kind of shoulder injury the dude has, that's not where the pain comes from. It's not from your elbow being pinned to your side and you using your shoulder like to bump into things. That's not the pain. The pain is when you lift, so like rebounding, and then recoil from dudes banging at the ball while your arm is stretched out. You think about it like you know, like it, like a boxer, you know, it's when you throw the punch and it hits the mitt or hits whatever is hit, that the recoil of that shit is where
Think about him going up as a rebound. Think about him going up when he's grabbing a rebound and then gets contact. It's those type of hits, those type of movements that'll fuck him up.
It's more extended, Jimmy. That's where his shit goes. If it's hurting, it's gonna be more while it's extended.
Right, but put it this way: shoulder to shoulder bang. Right, that's one. The hook is the other. When you're going to rebound, and you know these motherfuckers are gonna hook that arm. Randall's not gonna be able to hook, because if he gets hooked, you know, you could only imagine. That's what I'm worried about is the hook.
The only thing I'll say though is that he had to get more rebounds because we really didn't have Mitch. Not saying he wasn't a rebounding guy before. It's just he had to do that more often because Mitch was out. He'll have a little bit more of a reason not to be in the paint as much, even though his game is predicated on how he plays in the paint. But in terms of the rebounding, he can kind of let other people get at that. We have other players that can do that. So he doesn't have to pull on that load. The problem is, I think him not being that rebounding guy down low will affect him getting those second chance opportunities to go back up and hit those type of shots. So again, I'm curious about that, but I don't want to speak on it yet, because if I know Randall, we all know Randall, right? He needed ankle surgery last year, didn't get ankle surgery, played through that shit, got it when he couldn't affect the Knicks in terms of their winning, right? Because he wants to be available for them. The same shit's going to happen this year. I absolutely anticipate Randall coming back. It's just that what can he do when he comes back? I don't want to be that magician to just try to fucking predict shit. Like Tony says, I don't got a crystal ball to know what he's going to be able to do or how he's going to be able to take contact. I want to wait and hear from what the doctor's got to say and hear from Randall directly before I make that, you know, statement.
Yeah, I just hope that he comes back. And, man, because we have got... I'm saying we have a team that can compete with anyone in the East if we're healthy. You know, the moves that were made, the continuity of the team, the chemistry our guards have, it's a good mix. And there's no real dominant team. I mean, I still think Boston's the best team in the East, but they're not unbeatable. I know if we stick OG on either Tatum or Brown, one of those two are going to get neutralized, or at the very least, limited. They're not going to go for 40 on OG.
Yo, Jimmy, you know why I was saying OG got to get thrown on Tatum? Not only the best player thing, but I feel like since Brown is one-handed, team defense doubles, trap, shit like that will hurt him enough.
Oh, yeah.
Where Tatum might be able to beat shit like that.
His ass will get schemed in the playoffs. That's definite. Because that motherfucker can't move left more than two times without losing the handle.
That's why I would. Me, I'm putting OG right from rip. Dad, kill Tatum.
Yeah, you know, I listen. OG is the elixir for the Celtics. I mean, Randall does what he does against the Celtics. Celtics have to account for him, but it's OG that switches everything because his defense is a. His defense is a pyramid on these boys. They will not be able to get top-notch performances for both of those guys with OG on the floor for 35 minutes. It's not going to happen. It will not happen. They're going to have to depend on KP or Drew or somebody else to drop 20 or 25 because they're not going to get that from one of those two.
We're going to have to depend on Josh Hart to average 15 points in a playoff series. That's what we're going to need. That's what we're going to need. With the bullshit, we don't got to worry about his points. No, yes, we do, motherfucker. He needs to be a threat in the playoffs so teams don't sag off his ass.
So you need Josh Hart to be a scorer is what you're trying to say?
Absolutely, he got to be a threat. He don't got to be a scorer. He got to be a threat. Does that imply for him to score more? Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to say you want to be a scorer. But that changes his game a little bit, no? Because he's not a scorer.
The panel's filling up. Let's start getting through some of the takes. We got some dudes up here trying to speak on a bunch of shit we're talking about. We can go back and forth after.
Facts.
Okay.
I think it was Jimmy. Jimmy, you finished with your take,
yeah,
right?
Jimmy, get it. You good? All right. Where was the top? My man Top Bunk showed up. Appreciate you more than you know. Let's get
What's
it, bro.
Up, family? What's up? What's up? What's going on? Shout out to the panel, man. Shout out to Tony for that amazing event, man. It was so fucking dope. Everybody was out here. Yeah, fucking Tony dapped me up and was like, damn, Top, I forgot how fucking short you were. fucking
appreciate you. Appreciate you, Top, for the short people. You made me feel real tall. I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, listen, I brought even Recap looked at me like, damn, Top, why am I? I've been thinking, I thought you were tall this whole fucking time, bro.
So you didn't have that type of problem at my table, man. Top was chilling with me. I ain't say nothing about his height. Shout out my guy, bro.
Nah, just shout out to you, Deej. Deej, me and Deej had a personal conversation, man. Deej is one of the realest. Everybody up here is the realest, man. Even State looked down at me like, who the fuck is this? And then he said, oh shit, it's Top. He was so fucking lit, bro. He had to look at my hat. He was like, oh shit. But nah, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all family. First and foremost, if y'all not following these people, man, y'all doing something wrong. Yeah, if y'all not up here, you're not following these amazing people. They put in the hard work, man, to show the organization, to show the fan base love, man. And for Tony and everybody else to do events like that to get everybody together, it shows what they really mean. These people really mean a lot to me, so shout out to them. Even OG Brutus, I'm glad I was able to meet him and have a small conversation with him. But as far as the game goes, this is a game that really gave me a headache because I looked at it from a standpoint of I think we should have ran through him. I think this is a game where, you know, if you had Randle and you had OG Anunoby, we would have blew him out the water, right? But turnovers and bad defensive sets really hurt us, especially in that third quarter. And even in the fourth, where you had Quentin Grimes really get comfortable. When he got comfortable, you really saw his aggression. They were calling plays for him at one point. But, you know, Brunson took over. Obviously, Dante DiVincenzo hitting that wide open three in the left wing was big. Josh Hart coming up. And it's not only the shots that Josh Hart was making. It was, like Tony said, Alex State said, it's his playmaking. The guy's able to he got a really good vision on the court. He's able to really set the presence sometimes when he's bringing up the ball, really, really get the pace going. And you really saw that. He's bringing the energy. So I gotta give him a shout out for that. But, you know, Jalen Brunson, 35 points at one point. And, yeah, he wasn't really shooting the ball from three well, but it's other things that Jalen Brunson is doing, like being aggressive with the ball, that's really a difference maker. I really hope that they learn from this game, because obviously this was a must-win game and we were about to lose it. It was disgusting. But the turnovers need to be better, man. Our defense needs to be better, but, you know, turnovers was a key thing for me tonight. From what I saw, that need to be better overall. But obviously, I'm glad we stole this one. Now we go on to New Orleans. That's going to be a little bit of a harder matchup just because of size. But if we could steal one from New Orleans, I'd definitely be happy. But, you know, you could regardless
of what it is. I'm pretty sure we home, Top.
Yeah, that's another key thing. We gonna have the home crowd. Yeah, I think I said we're going to New Orleans. I meant we staying homes. Thank you for correcting me, Tony. But that's a key thing as well. We got the home crowd on our side. But you could really tell that we're missing the presence of Julius Randle and OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby, with his, you know, ability to lock up all five positions in the court, really helps us. The guy doesn't need to score 20-plus to really show his presence on the court. When he's moving without the ball, it really helps the Knicks offensively. And then, obviously, Randle, what he does. I hope that Randle does come back. And I hope he can be more of a facilitator. Obviously, when he needs to be a bully, you know, he does that well. But with that shoulder, it's going to be a little bit of a difficult problem, which is why I agree with Jimmy. But if Julius Randle could be a facilitator, like we saw him against that Raptors game when the Raptors came here, really just trying to run the offense, talking to his teammates, pushing the pace, moving the ball. If you could get that Randle now and in the playoffs, I think then the Knicks could be even more dangerous than they were previously before he went down. So hopefully we get Big Jew back, because like Stay said, we miss him. And regardless if you hate the guy or not, he's missed. All right. He is 100% missed. I don't care if you hate him or not. You need him. You need him. He's shown what he could do here, and he's shown in the past 2 years that he can be the guy that we need him to be. And when he went down, a big blow really, really hit us. So we need him. We need OG. And let's keep this thing going, man. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, man. Let's keep the ball rolling. Y'all just seen a take on Nick's Twitter that was so bad that I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
You're kind of acknowledging it. All right, cool.
We're not acknowledging it. Let's go to the next person.
I know exactly who he's talking about.
That tape, yo.
Way too much acknowledgement.
Yo,
right
now. Oh my God.
Yo, Snotty, go ahead, brother.
Snotty, what up, G? How you doing, man? How's your day? Yo, Snotty, didn't you hear Tony call on you? Yo, I hate when you motherfuckers do this shit. What the fuck is me in the grocery store?
What's up with you? Damn. God
take
damn.
Take it back, bro. What's up, bro?
I'm here. How you doing? You were still greeting me. Like, I don't want to cut you off. Anyway, what it do? Hold on. You see, you don't fucked everything up. You don't fucked everything up.
Yo, take your time. Yo, I'm so sorry, Stay fucking. Right? Stay, what's wrong with you, bro? God damn, bro. Take your time, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, the funniest
what it
part
do? Is... What it do? Ain't nobody loyal and true like Orange and Blue. You know the fucking vibes, New York. Stand the fuck up. Good win, scary win. I'm not gonna touch on Julius until the end of my take, but great win. I feel like this can't happen though. You feel me? This can't happen. This was not supposed to be this close. The boy showed out. The boy Jalen Brunson is on climbing the ladder for. I seen a picture that he's climbing the ladder for 30 point games in a season or whatever. It's only he has like 10 more to go, 11 more to go, something like that. So I think he's definitely chasing that. So we definitely going to see a lot more Jalen, I think. But as far as the game, I don't got too much to say. Like, Bogey, like, you got to give me a little bit more defense. You got to give me a little bit more. Alec Burks, I said you got two more games now. I said three yesterday. You got two more games now for me before I start, like, really looking at your side.
Yo, you know what this is? You know what this is, man? Y'all kill me with this Alec Burks shit, man. Alec Burks is like how can I put this in lamest? Alec Burks is like the slide that you used to love, and he and that slide just come back to you years later, and you think it's going to be better, but it's not. It's really the same, and you just trying to make up some shit in your mind and think it's going
to
be different.
No, bro, I want it to be the same.
I hear you. It's not.
I want you. Yeah, but you said it comes back and you think it's gonna be better. I don't think it's gonna be better. I don't want it to be better. I want him to be the same. That's what I want. That's what I'm expecting. So, hey, but look, like I said, he got two more games before I give it up on him. But yeah, we definitely need OG back. You definitely seeing it. I can't wait to get him back. It's a lot of defensive mishaps that we not really used to this season. Julius, get right, man. I hope he's back by, what'd you say, March 12th, your birthday, March 13th, your G-Day, Tony. I hope he's back by then. We definitely could use that. I would rather him have gotten a surgery. If you was even going to keep it on the table for all this time, you should have just gotten done off rip. But, hey, it is what it is. I don't even want to talk about what can happen. Y'all had that conversation. It's over with. I think we definitely miss Mitch as much as we mentioned Julius too, though. Not gonna lie, because it's a lot of minutes being expended on these boys down low. But I'm a back good win. It shouldn't have gone like this though. It shouldn't have been this close. You heard.
Thank you, bro. Yo, shout out to the Pistons too.
I should swing on you, but I'm in a good mood. As Hov said, I'm in a good mood. You're lucky.
I'm surprised you didn't say shit though. Not
yeah, I'm gonna let him go. I'm in a good mood. I'm tired.
What I said? That's what it is. You're tired. That's why.
What I said, Tony?
Put them on a level with somebody that the Knicks was probably playing the best ball we've ever seen this team play. The best ball we probably watched in fucking, I don't know, 20 years. And you put them on a level with that guy. That's fucking incredible. Anyway, my boy, JJ, go ahead, man. This young kid, if you ain't following him, listen, man. I've been watching this kid lately. I'm impressed. That don't mean shit because, you know, it's not like I got this special fucking eye for the talent.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Content, but I don't know. He's impressive to me. So without any further ado, go ahead, JJ.
Hey, real quick, JJ, recap. I told you. That's why we was laughing. I knew Tony was going to say that shit. JJ, talk to him, man.
I got to be 100% honest. This might be the most pissed off I've been after a Knicks win this year. I gotta be honest. I was losing my goddamn mind on my watch party.
I like to interview you right here, right now, King JJ. Go on, bro.
Hold on, Michelle.
God damn. I knew that shit was going to happen. As soon as that guy said that, I knew that shit was going to happen. Mentality. Please, brother, I swear to God, bro, I'm going to drop you. Let this kid go.
And listen, I kind of get where it's coming from because I was pissed off until the very end when I got very happy. So, go ahead, JJ.
I was definitely happy with how it ended. I mean, that hustle play at the end, I mean, a lot of people are saying that that should have been a foul call. Motherfucker, I'm tired of people losing games on foul calls. Like, seriously, can we just play basketball for once without having to worry about fouls? Like, honestly. And the best part about that was the fact that we had missed 2 second free throws, but we had gotten offensive rebounds on both of them. Thankfully, there was only 1 second left. Because if there was more than 1 second left, we could have been en route for another heartbreaker. Thankfully, that was not the case. But on more of a positive note, I'm happy that they came out with the win. This was definitely a trap game. Cade Cunningham had me pissing my pants during the watch party. But because that dude hit every shot he took for a long time. Brunson did his thing as always. That's my boy right there, the Brunson burner. Big Paisan in a bounce back game. He had 21 points. Even though he almost gave the game away at the end, we will let it slide because that kid was shooting. But Josh Hart, man. I was talking with my father about this. When I was having, because I'm going to be honest, I left my stream at halftime to go eat dinner because I had missed my dinner because the game started at 7:30. And while I'm eating my dinner, I'm telling him, I don't think I've seen a grittier player for the Knicks in a long time that is as gritty as Josh Hart is. That guy's out here diving for loose balls.
Tell him,
King. He's going to the rim with force. He's not trying to draw foul calls. And he's fucking hilarious. I don't know if you guys heard him on the Mic'd Up, but that guy had me dying when I was trying to upload my podcasts. Speaking of, I'm going to leave off with this more selfish self-promo because I got to get the memos out. I've been watched by the Knicks talent scouts, Tony, State, all of them. I appreciate you guys viewing my shit. We're doing a back-to-back. We'll be on tomorrow night for the Pelicans game. Wednesday, we are doing Orange and Blue Crew with a special guest of honor. He is one of the listeners. Mr. Eddie Presti, he'll be filling in for Mr. Anytime Knicks. Jay from East New York, it's going to be a good episode. And the first three episodes
I'm not a listener, by the way,
on Spotify, so you can go check that out. But enough of my self-promo bullshit. Let's get on to the real Knicks fans. I'm signing off. Orange and blue skies, and let's fucking go, Knicks.
Yo, man. It is a fucking commercial. I love it.
Yo, I like the fact that he said all that and like didn't have a break in between. That's
he's like Mentality Junior.
Listen to me.
That was crazy.
Yo, listen to me. There's no breath. He knows what the fuck he's saying.
Nah, but like, the crazy part is though. But like, I know there's no breath. But how is there no breath? You got to breathe at some point. He just said that shit.
It's like
a fucking Michael Phelps.
This kid is like the skinny version of Pun. Fuck,
that's crazy. He has a good voice as well too for the radio.
Recap. I'll say this. I learned my craft from an ex-MSG member, Mike Quick. I'm sure you guys recognize that name. I worked with Mike Quick at a broadcasting camp for a while, and he taught me
fucking school and shit. I should have known you had some of that shit. Dude, all right, JJ.
So, DM me. Hold on.
I told you about this kid, though.
Hold on, I'll hit you in the DMs if you want more information.
Just DM me how you do the breath without taking a breath shit. I really want to know how to do that because that shit's crazy, bro. Because like I need to do that too.
Well,
I
appreciate you. There's one more question for
JJ.
What do you got, Deesh?
How old are you?
17.
Oh yeah. Hit me up.
I'm telling you.
Come up, baby. Come up. He's on the come up, baby.
Yeah, I'm interviewing him on Saturday, man.
JJ, man, if I see your shit more often, I'm actually giving you a follow right now. Actually,
my boy Mentality with the plugs.
I'm gonna give you a follow right now, brother. If I see your shit on the timeline, I'm gonna share your shit around too. I love the young content, brother.
Yo, my boy. Yeah, no, you are.
Mentality,
please.
I'm sober, bro.
Yeah, we're keeping it square, bro. We're keeping it square. A lot of guidelines in this space here. He's all right. JJ, excellence.
Hold on, Tony. Mentality. You got to listen to my voice.
When you hear me and I'm talking like this, that means I am sober. Please stop interrupting. I just want to talk about the game. I'm going to get to you, bro. The one thing I don't do in my space is that a lot of people doing this. Shout out to my guy Recap, and it's rightfully so. And I'm glad he does it and I don't do it, because I want each of these spaces to feel different each time somebody else comes in. But I don't give y'all a shot clock, as you notice. The only time I will...
I do, though. You're getting 3 minutes.
The only time I will butt into your take is if I feel like you're going on a run-on sentence, or I feel like you're just repeating the same stuff over and over and over. But, JJ, you 17. That's a God's gift that you have to give your whole take.
Thank you.
Take a breath. It's training. Recap, you got to train. You gotta have a breathe.
I'm fucking Guyanese. All we do is fucking yell, take deep breaths, and scream some fucking more. What you mean fucking train? My entire life I've been screamed at. All right? My entire life they've been yelling at me.
Did I just hear that right?
Is telling a black man. He was getting screamed at growing up in the Welcome to the party, brother.
No, that's screamed at. Bro, that was the normal conversation in my life. And you trying to tell me not to have a fucking no breath type of conversation at this stage in my life? Man, get the fuck on that. Yo, JJ, finish your take, bro.
JJ, pick
your school closely. I'm going to DM you some schools. Pick your school, whatever university you go to.
Yes, sir, I will. I'm going to leave off with this because I've had multiple opportunities to land the plane, but it keeps getting delayed because apparently the landing path is still not cleared. But now we got the green light, finally. I'm going to leave off with this. When you're on the air and you're doing shit, just know that I learned this a long time ago, and I'm going to say it. I repeat this all the time. The red light waits for no one. Always, when you're having a conversation, act like you're on the air. Don't say something stupid that you would regret hearing later, especially on the internet. And the last thing I'm going to say is this. My guy Mentality, me and him are working on something big coming out this weekend. I can't
Don't
say what
tell
it
him
is.
Everything, King, bro. Chill, bro. For you.
That's all. I'm out. Later, fuckers.
I gotta send Jack for this guy, prick. Yo. Asshole.
The cursing is the Italian.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
This guy's a little bit delusional, if you ask me.
We gotta get on with it. Here it goes. Actually, I'm gonna let this dude go. He's usually short, quick, and then we'll get to Ari and Eddie and Bankai. I see you guys. My bad. Just let Mitchell. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, Mitch, real quick. Let me plug in some Sunday. This Sunday at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. Oh, it was 6 p.m. No, a little earlier, probably around 3 or 4 o'clock, because we definitely do have a game on Sunday. I will have Nick of Time show my guy Jay Ellis pulling up on the live stream. Hopefully I could get Nick's Omni fan ladies. Listen, man, I love those ladies. I've been watching them since 2017. I love what they do. I'm so happy I met them. With that said, Metro, I apologize for cutting into your take. Go ahead. I'm so sorry, bro.
No, it's all good, man. No need to apologize. I know a couple people are like saying they're frustrated by the win. The one thing I always remind myself is, thank God this isn't like college football where you've got a committee in a panel that's ranking based on style points and how much you win by and who you beat and when you beat them. Like, when the playoffs roll around, this could matter huge for seeding for the Knicks, and not one person's going to be like, well, they only beat the Pistons by 2 in fucking February. It doesn't matter. They won the game. That's all that matters for the Knicks at the end of it. Like, you'd rather they win that one by 20 and it's stress-free, but you still get the win. So I don't ever really feel frustrated too much when they win games like this. I never thought either that the Knicks like took their foot off the accelerator. The third quarter was like loopy to me, but Cade Cunningham was hitting tough shots. Grimes went nuclear in the fourth quarter, but the Knicks were like battling their ass off too. You saw Brunson diving on the floor and batting a ball to his left. It ended up in a Devo 3. Obviously, you had the sequence on the last play of the game before Josh Hart's free throw. So I just thought it was one of those games where the Pistons just came out and grinded, and they had guys like Cade Cunningham was hitting everything through, what, 2.5, 3.5 quarters. My other note that I wanted to point out is I love Bogey so much as like a shot maker, and I think until they get healthy, there will be certain matchups where you need shot makers at the end of games. And I just hope Tibbs is flexible to that. I think he's shown it a little more this year than in years past, but he can revert back to those old ways. I'm not saying tonight was a specific example, but I think until you get fully healthy at the end of games, like Josh Hart was great tonight. You certainly can't rely on him to make three threes every game. I think he was like 8 of 17. So I think there's going to be certain matchups that dictate, hey, they should go to more shot making. A guy like Bogey, who always has the green light, but it's rarely out of rhythm and out of the flow of the offense. He's usually always under control. And so I hope Tibbs has flexibility, whether that means keeping Bogey in for Precious or maybe putting him in for Josh Hart. I can't really see Tibbs, but I hope he does have flexibility. The one thing I really, really like about this team down the stretch too is, like, I miss some of the young guys, you know, like IQ, Barrett, Grimes, Obi, all those guys. But without Obi, without Grimes, without IQ, there were certain moments last year, year before that, they take a shot early, they miss it. That next shot probably felt like they were shooting a medicine ball because there's pressure. You know, Tibbs has a short leash for young guys. They don't have any guys like that on this roster. They're all gone. So I like it's a veteran-laden group that's just ready to win now. And so, yeah, I'm glad they won. I'm not really frustrated. Doesn't matter. Counts as one when you go to tally it up in the middle of April. So thanks for having me on again, guys. I appreciate it.
Good looking, bro. Good take. Aubrey, what up, bro?
So what's up, State? Recap, Tony. Salute to everyone here. I'm going to make this quick. First of all, great events. From what I remember, it was good. Trying to lay, I had to lay low for a little bit. I'm not sure what was said or when was said. So,
Ari, wait. Let the people know what time you woke up the next day.
What time I woke up or what time I got out of bed is two different things. But it was the late night. Let's just put it that way. I was like the last guy there. But what was I gonna say? Yeah, I mean, listen, a win is a win, I guess, you know, but at the same time, I think with higher expectations comes, you know, higher, you want more results. I don't think, you know, the Boston Celtics or the Denver Nuggets or teams like that are like, it's a win is a win, you know what I mean? I think they're trying to gear up and try to, you know, mesh well and play really good basketball. And the Knicks did not play well tonight, and they robbed the Pistons because that was definitely a foul. Now, to be fair, it was, you know, evens it out from, what was it, the Houston game, I guess, or the game where we got robbed. So it is what it is. You know, I think that, especially in a back-to-back situation, to play Josh Hart that many minutes and to just grind out a win, it's you know, you wanted to, ideally you would wanted Jalen Brunson to not have to play in the fourth quarter today so he'd be fresh for tomorrow's game. But anyway, it doesn't matter because we need OG back, and we need Mitchell Robinson back. We definitely need OG back because when OG comes back, he guards the best player, which means Josh Hart doesn't have to guard the best player. Because I think Josh Hart's an overrated defender. And then it slides Alec Burks down a notch, takes minutes from him, so he can just become a shot maker. He doesn't have to actually, like, create, like, you know, he doesn't have to actually create as much of OG's on the floor. He's going to get less minutes. And then Bojan Bogdanovic could play against bench players instead of being like a starter per se or whatever, right? So, or play against starter minutes. So I think OG is the key to this whole thing. Obviously you want Mitch back because in the playoffs, you're going to, you know, the only two teams that are definitely better than us are the Celtics and the Bucks. And Mitchell Robinson's going to be a key in both of those series. If they play the, he's going to have to guard KP, and KP's sort of what made what's been making Boston so good. He's like spreading the floor. So Mitch would have to guard KP, and then, you know, you have the Giannis and Brook Lopez thing in Milwaukee, which I think will eventually get their shit together and peak at the right time. But
I'm waiting.
I'm not as concerned. I'm not as concerned about seeding, because I think outside of those two teams, the Knicks could, you know, the Knicks could beat the Cavs. They could beat the Pacers. They could beat the Magic. I don't know. I mean, I think they could maybe beat Philly, even if Embiid comes back, because I don't think Embiid will be 100%. So I'm more concerned with health. So I don't think we should rush any guys back, honestly. Like, they should come back when they're healthy to come back. But, you know, I think we're in a good spot. We won the game. We take it one game at a time. And, you know, let's get OG back. Let's get Mitch back. And we'll see what happens from there. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you for the diary take, Ari. Now that we're done with Ari's feelings, we're gonna get on to Eddie Presti. Oh no, I'm sorry, Ed. My bad. Thank God.
No, you can go to Eddie. It's okay. No worries.
Okay. Appreciation, Eddie.
Sure. You sure, Bank Guy?
Positive.
All right. Look, I look at this. If you look at this game on paper, right? So look, rebounds. We were plus two. Points in the paint, we were plus two. Turnovers, they were plus three. But we scored 30 fucking points off of their turnovers tonight. Second chance points, 23 for us, Detroit at 13. Fast break points, we had 14, they had 9. When you look at this game on paper, it sounds, if I'm normally reading these stats, this is a fucking 15-20 point victory. But what happened tonight was Quentin Grimes went absolutely fucking bananas in the fourth quarter. He didn't score a point in the whole fucking game, and he decided to go fucking nuts and score 14 points in the fourth quarter in a revenge quarter. But fucking thank God we had fucking Josh Hart, because Brunson went ice cold. Brunson was fucking 2 of 6 from the field in the fourth quarter. He couldn't fucking get a shot. He couldn't get to the line. So if it wasn't for Josh Hart on that last possession and the N1, and then subsequently missing his free throw and grabbing his own rebound, this game was a fucking miracle. It was a miracle fucking win. But to me, I'm not upset at all. I thought it was a fucking gutsy win. The fact that we were getting offensive rebounds after missed free throws, that just shows you how fucking stupid Detroit is. They're a fucking dumb team. Detroit should have won this fucking game. They should have won it, because they had us on the fucking ropes. They had us on the fucking ropes, but we did everything right. The one thing I'm going to give Tibbs credit for was taking fucking Bojan out and putting Precious in those last 2 minutes. Because Detroit couldn't fucking handle the size. They couldn't handle the size. He initially thought that Bojan was going to be a scorer, but Bojan couldn't get going. So props to Tibbs there for substituting Precious. And, yo, you want to talk shit about Josh Hart? By all means, talk shit. The guy had fucking 23, 8, and 6. All the Villanova guys fucking showed up tonight, so, including Dante. Dante's fucking 10 in the third quarter is another reason why we fucking won tonight's game. So, again, I'm happy with this victory. You know, listen, it was a fucking outlier. It was an outlier thing that happened to us in that fourth quarter with Grimes just going off. You know, like, we had the fucking lead from, you know, I think it was late in the first quarter all the way into that fourth quarter. We had the fucking lead. But Grimes went off, but we withstood it, and we had a guy like Josh Hart step up and bring us home. He had 5 clutch points. So that to me was the game. And I'll land the plane there. That's it. It's that simple. One thing though with Tony, I am leaning with Ari that OG is more important than Randall right now.
You're not leaning with Ari. Ari don't mention Randall.
I know, but I think
he puts Mitch over Randall.
No, that's not
a basketball take.
Hey, listen.
It's emotional.
I'd love for him to talk out of it. Why? I'd love for him to give him the opportunity.
Why are we breaking open the comic books and the crayons?
Here's the thing, though, Tony. I know you believe that. I know you believe that, but there's other people who actually do fuck with what Ari's saying.
Not to the same extent. He don't believe that. Come on, man. He don't believe that. He watches the games for years. This kid is a diehard fan. He don't believe that. He's doing the troll shit. And I mean, if you guys want to turn this into like the Comedy Central little Time of the Space, say that we could do it. But other than that, come on, bro.
The only Disney take here, Tony, is thinking we're gonna win the championship. But anyway, what I'll say is this: the ball moves better without Julius Randle on the team. Number one, listen to me. Just listen. I'm assuming that if he comes back, he's not going to be 100%. And we're going to get a watered-down Randle. And I think OG is a lot more important to the team because he guards the best player on the other team. He doesn't need the ball, which allows Brunson to have the ball more. The ball moves better. And he's a floor spacer. Randle's not a floor spacer. He's more likely to get injured because of his shoulder injury.
Wow.
Yo, Ari. Wait, hold on.
Ari, I strongly disagree
with you.
That's fine.
Randle moves the ball, bro. Randle moves the ball. I don't think he moves the ball. Okay, for half of what we've seen, he led the team
in assists for half of the games we've seen.
And he's the second leading assist.
Like, shit don't even make sense. Jaylen shoots better. OG shoots better. Dante shoots better. Dante's numbers don't drop that much. But they still drop. Jaylen's numbers, they drop immensely.
What I will say,
I'm talking playoffs.
In years past, I agree with you, Ari. Randle stops the ball movement completely. And you know we always held them accountable about that. This season specifically, I can't speak about the other seasons, but this season, he moves the ball the most out of everybody on the squad, bro. If you want me to be honest with you, I have those same gripes with Randle too, but this season specifically, he moves the ball the most. He's a willing passer, and that's one of the things I've had.
Yo, was he better? Was he better in last year's playoffs? Was he better in last year's playoffs than he was in the playoffs versus Atlanta?
You're asking me?
I don't care about the playoffs. I'm talking about this specifically.
Randle moves the ball. All right, so if we're gonna talk about the playoffs,
then cool. Like I don't remember.
I'm assuming he's gonna be injured in the playoffs. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm assuming you're getting a 50% Randle.
All right, and we know Randle he's gonna in the be injured.
I just feel like even if he's fully healthy, is a risk.
State, your shit is terrible, bro.
Yo, state, you gotta stop your shit, bro. You gotta go somewhere where you got service, bro. Man.
Your audio is bad.
Oh, your audio is crazy,
bro. I don't
want to
hear about Randle. Ari killing me. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear bad about Randle.
Oh, God. It's disgusting. I'm not
saying anything bad. I'm just saying I'd rather have OG than Randle.
No, you didn't say that, though. Now you're saying it. Now you're saying it, and I'm not debating it. You're allowed to feel like that. My man Eddie feels like that. But that's not what I said. That's not what you said. That's not what you put in the tweet, and then you came in here and said it. And that's why I'm not even acknowledging it. I said, thank you for the emotional Disney take, Ari. That's it, and I moved on. Because you came up and you said, I can't wait till we get our guys back. We need OG, and we need Mitch. In both the post and the take, you felt it was like okay to just mow over you.
All right, Julius, it's a fugazi take.
But anyway, go to the next person. Eddie, you up, bro?
Tony, go to the next person.
Hold on, let me hear about Randle.
State, your audio is delayed as your cable or what? I went to Eddie.
Yeah, let me just give my point real quick.
Go get your point across. Y'all killing me though. Just Randle. I get it, bro.
The reason I'm saying OG's more important than Randle is because remember, OG had surgery. He's probably going to come back 100%. And I think Ari's right where Randle will not come back 100%. But I will say, if Randall comes back and he's able to give us, you know, get that, be that, you know, points in the paint guy, throw the ball, kick the ball out, be a fucking threat in the paint. If he comes back like that, then it's on. Then we're fucking good. We are good because Randall in the paint gives us a second option, a true second option on this team. But I worry about his health because I think he probably fucking needs surgery where OG got the surgery. So when we know when OG's back, he's going to be good. We're going to be good to go. But Randall is extremely important to this team. He's extremely important because he's the second fucking option. And when you have a second fucking option, it's going to create more opportunities for guys outside on the perimeter and also for Jalen Brunson to feast more in the paint, which is something they've been targeting Brunson in the paint over the last five games, if you guys haven't noticed. So that's why I agree. They're both fucking super important, but I think OG's going to come back 100%, where I don't think Randall will. I think Randall will come back 70%, maybe 80%. But if he does what I'm asking him to do, we're good. We're fine.
One thing about the OG thing I will say, I just want to point this out there, and we'll go to the other speakers after. I don't have too much to say on it. The OG thing for me, one thing we have to understand is that type of injury that he has, it deals with range of motion with shooting. So even though he'll come back and, yeah, he'll quote-unquote be healthier, that getting back into that range, that rhythm, is going to take some time regardless. So I think whoever you talk about bringing back, they're going to have some issues regardless of the benefits they give you. To Ari's point, the defense will definitely be there with OG, but maybe the offense won't be there. Maybe he'll drag it along that way. With Randall, the opposite could be true, where the offense is there and the defense is not that there. So I think there's ways to look at it, but we're talking about it with nothing right now. We have to wait and see what we get to get there.
All it is pessimistic speculation. Period.
Yeah, we got to get there.
You
want to
feel like that, and you want to talk about that side? You want to talk about that as a hypo? Okay, I don't like that. That's fine. For the same reasons, OG can come back and not be right neither. Like you just that's to me that's silly to be the reasoning to why you feel one guy is more important to come back. But I don't even want to be on this topic. Got mad people who want to take. Who cares? You guys feel like that? Ari, you don't want to mention Jew. You think Jew is the worst player on the team. Okay. I'm not debating. But you just told me he's a net negative and you like everybody else.
I said a banged up, injured Julius Randle in the playoffs is a net negative. He shoots right. But
before we go to Bankai, State. If the Celtics don't have Jaylen Brown, you think they can win?
No.
Okay. All right. If Denver loses Jamal Murray, you think they can win?
Nope. No. Haven't won without him.
Okay. All right. They did someone say they won without him? Because I remember losing without him.
Proven they can win without him.
Won without they haven't won without him.
Yeah. Exactly.
So smacked 3 years in a row.
I mean, we could keep going if we want, but the game is extremely boring because the answers are extremely obvious. But, you know, we can all feel how we want to feel. You know, everybody got feelings. I'm just really not up here to hear about them. Bankai, what you got, bro? Just keep it basketball, if you would, please.
Hey, what's up, everybody? First of all, a lot of laughing emojis. I think Julius and OG both will be back, barring any unforeseen circumstances, of course. With Randall, all I keep thinking, to be honest, is Carmelo Anthony. Because if we all remember, in that 2013 season, Carmelo ended up, I think he tore his labrum, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, he played through it. He played in the playoffs against Boston, against Indiana. I don't think it affected his play, his overall play that much, but you could tell in some instances it did bother him. But to his credit, he fought through it. He played really great. And I think that's kind of what we can expect from Randall. I'm going to say, you know, he's going to take cortisone shots, you know, probably before the games. I don't know. Likely, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say, I'm going to predict he might. He's going to have to wear a compression sleeve on his shoulder. I think that's the that's one of the things he should wear moving forward. I think it'll, you know, obviously it's not going to make him feel 100%, but any type of thing that he can get to alleviate the pain helps. I think the biggest thing we have to worry about is obviously the contact. He plays bully ball. We all know this, but he's going to have to power through it. And honestly, the way he is, I don't think he's going to want to miss a playoff run. Not with this team, not with how talented this squad is, and with a chance to do something and prove something. Yeah, there's obviously going to be guys who, you know, are going to try to be dirty with him. I already know somebody's going to try to pull off his shoulder, yank on his shoulder, coming off a screen or something like that. But again, that's something he's going to have to power through. And knowing his type of character, I think you're going to have to put him in a straight jacket to keep him from playing, to be honest. With OG, I'm a little bit less concerned because, I don't know, I think they just said 2 to 3 weeks, 4 weeks or whatever. I think he'll be back just fine. My only thing with both guys is, can they come back for the regular season just in time to get enough games under their belt to get back in rhythm? That's the only thing. They'll be back. They just need to get in rhythm as much as possible because that's what we need from both of them. Julius Randle, even if he's not 100%, he's still very important to the team. Like, hey, even if he's not 100%, he's still a big enough presence where he can draw double teams and get some attention away from Brunson, and that gives Brunson you more open looks. That's what I think. I mean, if anything, you can even use him. Huh?
I said absolutely.
Right. I'm saying if anything, worst comes to worst, and you know, he's really not 100% like that, he'll play, but he can be at least a decoy. You know what I mean? Like, you'd still have to pay some type of attention to him, which can possibly generate some open looks. And remember, I know there's a stat out there that says that Jalen Brunson has gotten some of his best open looks from three because of Julius Randle drawing double teams in the post and whatnot. I don't know if somebody can find that, but I'm pretty sure.
That's a fact, bro.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere.
Jalen Brunson's three drops.
Are those playoff? Are those playoff statistics or regular season statistics?
No, we're gonna see. We're gonna see. I know last year.
Sorry, I can't.
You call. I'm not telling you, Ben Kai. I'm saying Tony calls it a diary take, but you have no data or basis to suggest anything different than me being actually right.
You go off of a two appearance field goal percentage. Like, why would you even look into it, and try and act like it's not like you put no basketball behind it? You've never seen a great player with surrounded by nobody play like shit. You like James Harden. You think James Harden just has an energy that when he finds out it's a playoff game, he can't play good? That's really what you believe? You don't think it's the way they defend him?
It is. That's what I'm saying. It is.
And they're able to do so. They're able to do so because of what he's surrounded by, or the lack thereof. So the first year in Atlanta, we
double teaming the shit out of him.
I don't know why. Like, I don't even care to do this. He can feel how he wants. It's fine. He, like I said, he's reading a crystal ball right now. But like that's
a crystal ball,
you know what I mean?
That's happened to happen twice already.
All right, y'all done, yo. Y'all making me sober. Thing, y'all gotta stop.
I told you was sober. You lying.
Let Burkhardt finish.
My bad. Last two things I'll say.
Y'all mad rude.
Last two things I'll say.
Wait, hold on, Burkhardt. Ari. Yes, hold on, Burkhardt. Yeah. Ari, me and you is on the same accord. We don't know what the fuck Randall's gonna do in the playoffs. Bro, I heard that shit a million times, bro. Even I said it a million times. I really don't want to hear that no more, bro. I'm not even going to lie. I get it, bro. I get it, bro. I'm worried about Randall too.
Don't be state biting now. You know, let him say what he want to say.
Nah, y'all killing
you
me.
Can say how you feel about it. So you think it's boring. I agree with you.
Let's go to Buckeye. Yeah, I'm rude as shit.
I don't worry. I don't mind. Last two things I'd say. Listen, about tonight, a win is a win. And when three of your best players two being top two defensive players on the team are missing, you take it. Any win you can get from now till like whenever those three guys come back, you take it. I don't care how ugly it is. I don't care who played well, who didn't play well. You fucking take it until those three guys come back, because we see out there, it's going to be a struggle. I'm sorry. Nobody's food out there when, you know, OG's missing, Mitch is missing, and Randall's missing. We got Brunson. He's playing his ass off. But, hey, win is a win. Take it. Run away with it. Whatever. Not pretty, but I'll take it. And one more thing. Great event. Mm-hmm. Great event. I was very happy meeting all you guys in person, finally.
Me too.
Salute
to that, bro.
Salute.
We needed this spot.
Yes, it was a pleasure meeting you guys, all of you.
State, we needed Mrs. Bankai just now for the amount of Tony versus Ari.
I don't even care, bro. It is what it is. Thanks, you already know.
Yeah, I trigger each other though. Every time you say one thing, he says another thing.
Wait, I think she wants to say one more thing. Hold up. What?
I said, when you
please.
De-escalate, I'll de-escalate. But if you guys ever need me to thrive and talk shit, I'm all here.
Yeah.
Thank
Come
you.
Come by. We always talk Much shit. Love. Come by.
Bro, she met State at the event, and State was gone out of his mind. And she's like, yo, State, you're funny as shit. And State is like,
yo, I believe it too.
That sound like me. So is he too. I appreciate meeting you though. With that said, who was next? Yo, wait, hold on. I gotta call out you, some of you.
Mentality's next.
So I'm gonna assume.
Got mentality and laundry.
Hold on, D, because they think they slick, D. I'm gonna assume the other post game ended. I'm gonna assume that.
Wow, was there one of those? I thought they was retired.
Nah, they definitely had a post game. They've been having them actually.
So y'all come to my post game when that post game is done.
Damn, and I'm bro, sloppy second.
Come on, yo. You gotta pull up here first, brother.
Stay.
You over there. You think you're slick?
Use that opportunity. So that way, next time, you know, they don't go to the space first. They go to this space first.
Y'all better, yo. You gotta be trying to play double dip both sides.
You gotta
man.
Think about it like this: when a party is whack, you go to the after spot. Mm-hmm. The that spot be jumping.
Let's talk his shit.
There you go. Got fans all over.
Yo, y'all go ahead, man. Go to the next person.
You guys got Laundre mentality and my man Hill Grayson from the Suns.
Yeah, mentality ever go?
Mentality first. He goes.
My take could be real quick. I wasn't even going to mention this part.
I doubt that, but go ahead.
That's a liar. Stop saying
Yeah, I was going to get straight into my take. I just want everybody to know.
Somebody. That, yo, wait, hold on, mentality. Hold on. We love you. Stop saying that. We were saying
no,
that.
No, it's true.
Y'all
it's
be
true.
Coming up, and y'all be giving 5 minutes. Who was I talking to?
Well, I'm
yo,
giving my
yo, if he, yo, if he come out and give a minute now, D's, it's going to be a problem, D's. He about to give a minute right now and set everybody up. Go ahead, mentality. You got it.
I'm not even going to mention the topic of discussion that was just mentioned by State. I'm just going to give my Nick take, right? And then I'll address that, okay? So my Nick take is this. Tomorrow is February 27th. 7:30, we play the New Orleans Pelicans, and we have a chance to go 3-1 since the All-Star break. So that's my only take about tonight's game. But just to address what was mentioned right before I grabbed the mic, I actually went live and did the whole fourth quarter, live New York mentality right next to Walt Clyde Frazier. And while I was going live, lady by the name of Miss Charlotte, Let's Talk Knicks, messaged me and she's like, hey, can you come to the post game space? So as a grown man, when somebody asks me something, I'm going to support anybody I want, however I want, in any order that I want. And if there's rules to which space that we have to come to first, when I do my interviews, I better see all of you. I better see you, Nick Recap. Come to my interview, bro. You better subscribe to my YouTube. You better follow me on Nick Twitter. If we're going to have rules for the community, let's do the rules the right way. So I'm going to support anybody that has a positive movement here on Knicks Twitter. I'm not going to shit on their platform. I'm not going to make fun of their post-game space. Maybe they don't feel comfortable coming to other post-game spaces or vice versa. So I rock with who I rock with and the way I want to rock with them. I don't care if I come to that.
Motherfucker, I'll make you comfortable in my space,
I left her space early.
What the fuck you mean? No, mute it. What the fuck you mean?
I love your statement.
I'm a company man. Hold on. What the fuck you mean? I'm a company man.
I just want everybody to know the story.
You hear me? Hold on. You gonna wait, motherfucker. I'm a company man just like you. I'm shaking ass. Don't do that. I love Charlotte. I love what she do. Let's talk. Follow Charlotte. I love what she doing. But I've been told people about this. It should be only one fucking post-game space. It shouldn't be multiple. When you look at the Laker game post-games, it's only one running. It's like, you know what? Certain things don't even need to be said.
Hey, different strokes for different folks.
My thing is, if he wants to say, hey, you went there, you did the whole space with them, and then it ended and you came here, maybe he's okay with that, but maybe he don't want to give a mic to that person or choose them to go before somebody else.
I went to her space for 15 minutes, and then I had to wait.
I didn't even hear your fucking name get called when he did that rundown.
Right.
He said Penny Lawnray, like you snitched on yourself. What the fuck? You was here.
What's the take though?
Hey, real quick. Anyway. Or we could just talk about the game. Mentality.
Let's just talk about the game, bro.
By the way, are the Pistons?
What are the post game are you guys even talking about?
Are the Pistons going to peel this mentality
now? Just starting mentality issue.
I'm saying I didn't interrupt you state during your interview yesterday, brother. I gave you a whole
35 minutes to talk. I did.
Wait, what? Y'all had interviews yesterday with each other? What was that? I got DM'd out, bro.
I came in and fucking started. Yo, I'm sorry about that. I had no clue it was a fucking interview. I thought it was a space and you were asking state a question.
Yeah. And Brutus was our referee. You walked into your own interview and you didn't know Steve was being interviewed.
Brutus is like,
what?
That was funny.
Are y'all smoking like mad blunts before y'all jump on this shit?
Recap. Y'all fucking me up right now. Y'all making me so sober. Matter of fact, let me walk to the weed spot. What is your basketball take at Rocky?
All right, I'll give you my basketball take, okay? So at halftime, during the game, I made one tweet, right? And this is what I said. And I'm not Nostradamus. I just know what I know. I said, Josh Hart at halftime is the ultimate Swiss Army knife. All he wants to do, in parentheses, is win. He single-handedly brought back number 3 to MSG. And with the same type of energy that John Starks once brought to MSG, while rocking number 3. So that is my take. He was the game winner today. And now we're 2-1 since the All-Star break. And we're going for 3-1 since the All-Star break. I don't care if we win by 1 point or 10 points when we're without a starting small forward, without a starting All-Star power forward, without a starting center, without our entire starting front court. And we want to complain about the way that we win. Are you kidding me? Just give Coach Tom Thibs the motherfucking coach of the year right now. He just beat the shit out of a professional basketball team. I never played in the NBA. Have any of you ever played in the NBA? Has anybody ever guarded Cade Cunningham, bro? Because Thibs was trying his best today. But we won that game without 3 starters. And then Bojan Bogdanović, he and Burks, they haven't even got their feet wet in the role that they're supposed to play because everybody's injured. That's New York mentality's take. That's all I
got
to say.
Very good. I got one thing for you, and all I want, the only thing I want to hear is a date. That's it. When do you have Jew coming back?
Yo, see?
I'm interviewing Julius Randle in the offseason.
No. Mentality. When do you have Jew coming back? That's a date, and the answer's over. When
do you have Jew coming back? I got a source, and I'm not going to say the source, but I'm going to do the whole trade talk.
Listen.
Say it, pussy.
Two strikes.
Okay, the source.
I'm serious. No, I don't want the source.
I don't give a fuck no more.
Holy shit. I asked you for a fucking date, bro. Listen.
He keep giving you sources. I'm done, bro. I don't give a fuck. Randall come back when he want to come back, all right? Randall good. He running on court. He doing good shit. He going to be back. Hitting all his milestones, Tony. Nobody got a crystal ball. I don't give a fuck what anybody got to say about when he going to return. He good.
All right, we moving on.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. Long red guy, bro. No, you're right. Long red guy. Wow. He set my date. That's great.
Real quick, I appreciate everybody who pulled up tonight, too.
Knicks beat the Pistons. NYK mentality, usual crazy ass, always giving the meth head takes. You're not a meth head, NYK mentality, so you better not DM me and say, state, you're calling me a drug addict and this, that, and third. No, I'm not. We is used to each other now. If you feel some type of way about me calling you a cokehead, you need to man up, you need to go eat some female booty, or you need to go drink you a cup of Hennessy. You need to start getting grown. Let's get to the next person, please.
That's long. How the fuck are you trying to serve somebody else to go after that shit? You gotta read a comment or something before. Let me read a comment for you, bro, before we go to that. Like, you can't do that. The fuck is wrong with you?
I got an intermission.
Come on, there's a lot of people.
Shout out to Tony, as always. We have to say what we always say. So please, could you? Because I don't got the voice that you got. Then we can go to Lon Ray.
Let's just take a scroll. We deep in shit. Oh. And to the beautiful icons in the room, we see you and we appreciate you.
And if Billy was here?
And we love you. Billy's crazy.
There we go. We back to normal. Shout out to
you. Let's get it. Lon Ray Gab, bro.
Yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? State, Tony, Deej, Bankai, Brutus, Ari, I met all y'all at Blarney Stone. Yo, shout out once again for that night, man, Saturday night. Yo, despite the loss, man, I will say I was only, like, pissed about that for, like, just 10 minutes because, like, the atmosphere was just amazing, man. And, you know, so much love to, like, all y'all on Knicks Twitter and everybody. Yo, shout out Dion, yo, dreaded Dion, Nickinator as well. I met a lot of you guys. Frankie, too, met a lot of you guys out there. Yo, we was really outside, for real. So, talking about tonight, I had my own podcast taping earlier tonight. So, and it actually ran through most of the game, so I did miss most of the game, but I did catch, like, the end of the game, like, the last, I think, what, 10 or so minutes of the game.
For the Red Bulls, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. Yeah, good memory, bro. Yeah, so I had that. I will plug it in a tweet on the Jumbotron in a bit. I'll just get through my basketball take first. So from what I saw, what I saw was just like a bunch of like fucking crackhead energy in this game. Yo, Quentin Grimes decided to pick the fucking fourth quarter to try and have his little like zesty ass revenge game against us. It ain't fucking work, you fucking bum. Enjoy fucking languishing and the fucking cellar in fucking Detroit, you fucking zesty ass bum. Also, he was a part of the Houston team, University of Houston team that beat Rutgers in March Madness like 3 years ago before I started going there. So, I mean, I like him, but like, nah, fuck him tonight, man. Fuck bitch ass Evan Fournier, bro. Like, seriously, fuck off back to Paris or like start learning Chinese or fucking Arabic. That's where the fuck you should be playing basketball. Not in the fucking NBA. Sorry, ass nigga. Croissant ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Fucking escort gold, bitch, bro. Like, he was literally benched those last couple of minutes because just the Pistons have found out, just like we did a couple years ago, that he's fucking sorry on defense. It's a miracle he's...
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.